Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! So what's up? I hope you guys are well. Happy December. Yeah, I hope your December is Decembering as usual. Oh, welcome to another episode of Unspoken. This is Podmas Day 5. That's what's up. Oh, I'm currently busy enjoying doing Podmas like every day. If I don't even record, I feel too shh. No, I need to do this shit. So I'm really enjoying this. And shout out to everyone who's listening and sharing. So at this rate, I'll just be here talking to you guys about my everyday life, because Podmas is basically us talking about anything and everything that is going on in my life currently in December. CGE kwe life updates and what not, but basically in quant, I just want to talk about the fucking talking stages. Damn, the talking stage. You know, I don't know if I've ever told, I've ever said this on this podcast, but the last time I was in a relationship was in 2020, like in an official relationship in 2020, and that was my first heartbreak. Woo! In 2020, for the first time, that was my first love. That was my first love. That was when I was like in love, like truly in love for the first time in 2020. And then I was truly heartbroken. That's when I got my first character development. So that was like the main relationship I've been in so far. I was even telling my friend that the last time I dated, like I really dated, like I was really in a relationship, in a serious relationship, was back in 2020. And she was like, yo, are you serious? Like, what's wrong with you? 2020? Like, as we've been in several relationships that we have lost count. I'm like, no. I mean, I don't just get into relationships just for the sake of getting into relationships. So the last relationship I was in was in 2020, and I was heartbroken. So I've not been dating since 2020. Of course, I've had some situationships here and there, some talking stages that never made it, that never saw the light of day. Some talking stages that really failed terribly. So I've not been in a serious relationship since 2020, and I was even thinking, damn, I've even forgotten how the talking stages like work, like how to like be in a relationship. In a real relationship for that matter. Like I was currently, I don't know small talk. Me, I'm one person who doesn't know how. I don't know small talk. I do not know. Me, if I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to talk to you. I'll just blue tick you. I'll ignore you. Like, I'll not talk to you. Like, I'm not one person for small talk. It's making small conversations. I'm so bad at that. So me, like, if I don't want to talk to you, I'm not going to talk to you. And if I want to talk to you, I'm going to talk to you. So I think that's really like, that's why, you know, it's affecting me now. Like, it's affecting me not being, I don't know, but I think it's affecting me not being in relationships. That's your talking stage and what and what. Like, because I'm not a person for small talk. I don't know. So it got me thinking, like, so dating, for you to date, you have to go through a talking stage? Damn, and it sucks. It really sucks. I don't know if it's my generation. I don't know if it's me personally, but talking stage in a dilemma, like, now you have to talk. I have to talk to you daily. Like, if you don't talk, if a day passes by and you don't talk, I'm like, okay, who are you talking to? Like, one thing about me, I'm an overthinker. I overthink. So me, if now you're on a talking stage, I think that's the reason why I'm not. if a day goes by and I haven't talked, I'm like, okay. Who are you talking to? You're not talking to me. Who are you talking to? And why are you not talking to me? Like, I'm that person. So to me, like, the talking stages and dating, because me take dating seriously, by the way, for me to be in a, I just don't jump into relationship like, okay, I like you, you like me, okay, let's do it. No. And I don't like either of it is a shadow work, just shadow work, like just moving each other. Like, we are not like, I want precise things. Like, you want to date me? Say we're dating, let's be open about it, like we are official dating. But you see, like, you guys, you meet somewhere, maybe at a club or somewhere, you meet mutual friends, and then like you start talking, blah blah blah, and then you just assume that, okay, now we're dating, okay, now we're together. No, I don't like assumptions, and you should not like assumptions, sis. You should not like assumptions. Like, be precise. If something like if you're talking to this guy, talk to him. Okay, this is me advising myself to you guys. Talk to him, like, it is precise and open. Yeah, I guess so. I'm currently in a couple of talking stages, and let's see which one makes it to make it out of the talking stage. Yeah, but that's just my view on talking stages. But I guess all relationships have to have talking stages. You have to talk and get to know each other, whatnot and not. But me, one thing about me, I'm always the Lulu. Like, I'm so delusional. Come on, together. If you start talking and maybe I like you, because of me, if I like a guy, one thing about me, I don't know if it's a bad thing or a good thing. One thing about me, if I like you, I like you, I go deep. Me, it's always black and white. For me, but when it comes to love, when it comes to relationship, it's always black and white. It's either I love you or I don't like you. It's either I like you or I don't like you. There's no in between. I can compromise. No, for me, it's always like I like you or I don't like you. So when I like you, like I really, really like you. Oh, you know, I don't know how to hide my feelings. But that's one thing about me. I really don't know how to hide my feelings. When I like me, I'm gonna tell you. So you could feature to, no, me, I'm so open about my feelings. I don't shy away from my emotions. I don't at all. So I'm always so delusional when I like a guy. I'm thinking like, I will start picturing myself with him, how my life is gonna be with him, how we're gonna build a family together. And I think every girl is like this, yeah? Tell me, girls. But I always like picture our life together, how we're gonna get married, how our kids are gonna look like. Yeah, I'm always a delulu when I like someone. So I guess that's what's up. That's what happens to me. So you guys, I'm gonna put a Q&A here. Like, how you guys, do you like still believe like each relationship has to have a talking stage? Do you have to have a talking stage for you to get into a relationship? And how are your talking stages? How? Like, me, I've talked to you daily, I have to call you daily, I have to follow up on you. Damn.